the purpose of the press conference, purpose of our being here today, is to discuss shared revenues, which is having a profound impact on the city and its budget. Later on, I'd like to get to some other matters dealing with this issue of the premium, but let's for a moment stay focused on what's happened over the years to shared revenues and explain why a city like ours, for actually decades, but more importantly, right now, excuse me, here you guys go. Sorry, forgot about that. Why we're in a situation where property taxes are as high as they are, why, despite the fact that we have very limited increases in spending, we find taxes going up, and the significant reason is we're in a situation where our other revenues, particularly shared revenues, are declining, and declining significantly. Now, the shared revenue program, conceptually, is an excellent program. The idea is, through progressive taxation, principally from the income tax and the sales tax, the state collects revenues. Those revenues are then assembled for general purposes by the state, and one place they go is into shared revenues, where they're now distributed on a formula that's a combination of population and need or wealth. The formula, in terms of determining need, really looks at value of real estate. The idea being that the value of real estate in a community tends to give an indication as to how much wealth or poverty there may be. The situation here in Madison is such that we do have a lot of value in terms of real estate, but we also have significant poverty. And so what we've done is we've done a comparison of Madison and Milwaukee. And you can see here that presently the city of Madison receives $7.6 million in shared revenues. Milwaukee receives significantly more, $228 million in shared revenues. So now the question is, what would it look like if the formulas were adjusted in a way that either we both received the same funding at the Madison levels, or we both received the same funding at the Milwaukee levels? If Madison received the same funding as Milwaukee, our revenues would go from $7.6 million to almost $90 million. If Milwaukee were to see its shared revenues decline to the point where it was run at the same level on a population basis as Madison, they would drop from $228 million to less than $20 million. Now, we're not suggesting that the formula be the same for the two cities. But what's very clear is that it is inequitable and something needs to be done. It was made more inequitable this last year with the additional cuts that we saw. One of the focuses we'll make in the coming year is going to be an emphasis on shared revenues, a discussion about the fairness of this formula, and finding an equitable way of getting the matter resolved. We work very hard here in Madison. Our spending is not extraordinary. Certainly with this next budget, we are going to be very close, or maybe even below the average of per capita spending for municipalities in the state of Wisconsin. But when you look at the fact that we get well over 70% of our revenues from property tax. That's just not right. So, any let's cover that issue first, if you don't mind. Any questions?
Yeah. Why is Milwaukee's model designed so that shared revenue is such a huge part of that? What is it about?
It principally has to do with the fact that the value of real estate in Madison, well, and it has to do with the fact that the value of real estate in Milwaukee is so low relative to the number of people compared to Madison. Wait one second. I may have an answer.
Good question.
Nick, I can't find that sheet. Do you know that sheet that's got the Madison and Milwaukee
property values?
Well, Nick's getting that. If we go back 30 years ago, the value of all real estate in Milwaukee compared to Madison was about three times as great. Now, Madison is probably close to, if I remember correctly, 85% of the value of all Milwaukee real estate. And at the rate we're going in another 20 years, all privately owned property in Madison will be equal to the value in Milwaukee. But as we go with that trend, that still doesn't change the growing poverty. And issues related to that.
Make some copies.
Oh, thanks. All right. In 1980, Madison's property was valued at $3.7 billion. Milwaukee's property was valued at $10.2 billion. In 2010, Madison's property was valued at $22.2 billion. Milwaukee's was valued at $29.5 billion. So over the 30 years, Milwaukee property's gone up 187%. Madison property's gone up over 500%. And so that's what's driving all of this.
So real estate is controlling sort of the value of where properties.
Sure.
How would you be a part of that control?
I'm not sure how the formula should be adjusted, but clearly there has to be some modification. The formula simply doesn't work. There's got to be some other modification to determine need other than value of real estate versus size of population.
When you start this discussion with the state that you said you're going to have this year, what department in the state will you be discussing this for?
Well, we're gonna take it to the governor's office. We'll take it to our legislators, and certainly the Department of Administration and the Department of Revenue and Revenue.
Is that something that state agencies are constantly being asked about from other cities, other mayors?
It has come up. If we go back 20 years ago, Madison was really the only city that was so adversely affected. But as the years have gone by, I believe there's other cities that are expressing some of the same concerns.
When you begin that conversation with the DOA, with the governor's office, with state legislators, as you said, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but how do you think that conversation will go? What do you think there?
Well, in the past, the conversation has not produced a lot of good results. I'll be blunt about it. For one thing, no one's interested in seeing their own portion of the revenues decline, which means if we're to fix the formula and hold folks harmless, but straighten this matter out, it means putting more money into the pot. And some would suggest that this last year is not would not be conducive for that. But it doesn't mean that just because of that we should sit by and not address this horrendous inequity.
Have you had any discussions with Mayor Barrett's office on this issue?
We called Mayor Barrett's office, and in fact, I called Mayor Barrett and spoke with him a couple of weeks ago, just letting him know that we were going to raise this issue. This was not meant as a criticism of Milwaukee, but that we did want we did want this matter discussed. And, did you also alert Jennifer? So yeah, we let them know that we're having this press conference today.
How much partisan influence goes into the shared revenue formula?
I don't know if it's partisan as much as it's district. Folks looking out for them for their own.
Have you done comparisons between Madison and other municipalities?
Not recently. We have in past, in previous administrations of mine, we have. But you know, for the purpose of this discussion, I really want to stay focused on Madison.
This may lead to a different conversation, but I know that prior to your election, former Mayor Kislevich kept saying he couldn't have a conversation with Governor Walker. Do you think you can bring up something like this? And
well,
what kind of line of communication have you had?
Yeah, I've had two meetings with Governor Walker. They've been cordial. We'll see. Obviously this is not going to move forward without attention from the governor's office.
So best case scenario for you, when would you start seeing some of these inequities?
Best case scenario, being realistic, 2 years. That's a best case. Any other questions on this one? Okay, let's get on.